Okay, so welcome to Fun Times with Prathamesh and Pranya. I am Prathamesh.
I am Pranya.
I am Swapnil as a guest.
Yeah. Now he's joining in season 4. Season 4 will be about solving problems, which is going to be more interesting.
Yeah, the real life problems. So we are going to have a lot of discussions together to discuss all these problems and discuss what are the solutions, potential solutions
to
this problem.
Sorry, we ended up late. I had too many things to do in my grade 3 school.
Yeah, so Prathamesh was very occupied with grade 3. But so the podcast is starting today, but this is the season number 4.
Yeah, season number 4 started.
So today's topic, I thought we should solve the problems around one single word, which I think all three of us love, which is
food.
Yes, food. I don't know about other people, but in our family, there are currently a lot of issues which have piled up, which I wanted to sort out and discuss and take opinion so that we agree on all these things. So I'm noting also.
And I know I am eating food.
Yeah, as we are all having some or other thing to eat or drink. So me and Swapnil are drinking coffee and Prathamesh is having his meal. Right, so let's start. So Prathamesh, you have to tell me what are your 3 favorite dishes.
That is what I'm eating right now.
Yeah, but tell us, what are you eating right now then?
Mutter paneer.
With?
With rice.
No, mutter paneer with roti. What is your other favorite dish? Two more you have to name.
Macaroni,
mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And the third is?
Not a junk one. A healthy one.
Bread?
Okay, so
garlic
anything with
garlic bread.
Okay, what about you, Swapnil? What are 3 of your favorite dishes? All-time favorite.
The most favorites? I would say in the breakfast, I like poha. In meals, I would say I like any sabzi other than
broccoli.
Other than loki, I can eat most of the sabzis.
What is loki?
Bottle gourd.
I can't eat loki.
Somehow I don't like that bhaji. For some
and
reason.
What else? No, I asked you favorite. I didn't ask you what you can eat.
So it's pohe, it's thalipit, and it's
dosa. Wait for me. Wait, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I also love dosa with butter.
Okay.
I love dosa with butter.
And any paneer sabzi, I like paneer.
But how about healthy foods? I love healthy foods.
Exactly. So I was coming to that. So these are the things you like. Fine. What about, first of all, let's look at what about pizza, cakes.
Love
instant noodles. They are not your favorite foods?
They are.
How often have you been eating them then?
Often. Quite often.
Quite often. How about you, Swapnil? Have you been eating them often? Pizza
not
or whatever yet. Is your favorite, like cakes?
Cakes we've been eating.
Yeah. Last time we got a red velvet cake. Now we literally finished up your birthday cake.
Exactly. So you tell me
and the other problem is we eat lot of sugar, which we need to.
And we eat lots of salt. No, except you.
So I want to ask you first of all, if you all are saying that healthy food, that we have been eating lot of unhealthy food, then suppose give me a statistic. What percentage of your monthly food is junk and what percentage is healthy? In a month, let's say now October is ending. So in October, out of your total food that you ate, what was the healthy percentage and what was unhealthy percentage?
Healthy. I would probably put it 40.
40% you ate healthy?
60% junk, of course.
60% you ate junk?
No, I mean 58% junk. And like 2% not junk and
not healthy.
No, 2% water.
That's 2% water is too less. But
you
know what percentage of your body is water?
65.
That means how much water should you consume actually? 65. Actually, if you see, you should consume more water than you're consuming food because there is more water in your body.
Actually, water's not counted. Just cut up water. 60%. No, just add water in the healthy list.
Okay. Now, what about you, Swapnil? What percentage of food was junk and what percentage was healthy in the month of October for you?
I think it is 50-50.
One to one.
Okay.
Let me go for you.
Then I have to ask you, are you happy with this statistic?
No.
Are you? Why?
I wanna keep it like lower, but I'm can I at least share my top three favorite healthy foods?
So one of the issue which I find
is too much salt.
It's too much salt. Which
I also consume too much salt. There's literally a box of makhna, but I always eat at the bottom of it, which is
not good, Prathamesh.
Which is salt and spices.
No.
And I love salt.
So you let us come one by one. We'll come. I'll give each of you turn because I'm just a moderator here. So in October, Prathamesh, you are saying that 58% you had junk and like 40% you had healthy food. And the other was like neither junk nor healthy. Now, are you happy with this statistic? So what, how much percent do you want to eat healthy and how much you want to eat junk?
Other way around.
You want to eat 58% healthy and 40% junk? Is that okay? Do you think that is okay? What do you think?
No, that's okay. Maybe 30% junk and 70% healthy.
That is good to start with. Have you seen Dr. Pal Manikam's video?
Yeah.
How many times does he recommend you eat pizza?
Once a month.
How many times does he recommend you eat instant noodles?
Once a month.
Okay. So once a month or
how
once
at...
Hardly, like he's saying once in 6 months.
Yeah.
So, jigar thanda. That's like
you mix milkshake with ice cream. With
lassi. Yeah. So, no, so basically what he's saying is you are eating... How many times does he recommend you drink juice?
Juice.
Or cold drink. I think juice or cold drink is not a problem with
once
you.
In a fortnight?
But what about... No. Once everything he's saying, basically you
once
eat junk
month?
Once a month. And then, you know... And I feel if you have eaten 40% or 60% of your food as junk, that means out of 30 days, how many days you ate junk?
Probably every day.
No, if there are 30... Assume that 60% of your food
probably,
is... No, what is 60% of 30?
Wait a minute. Probably like 20 out of... 18 out of 30 or something.
Yeah, 18 or 19 days out of 30 days, basically.
Exactly 18.
You have eaten junk. So that means instead of 1 month, one day you have eaten 18. So that much damage has happened to your body, yes or no?
Yeah.
In fact, I want to add one point here. If we decide that we will eat junk once in a month.
Wait, how about like, let's just reduce our percentage to like 30%. It's not about, let's just reduce our percentage. Let's not focus on that. Let's just focus on
the... So he's saying he wants to eat junk 10 days instead of like 18 days. Okay, it's good to start with.
The only issue is because everything that we give you in the tiffin, you want to have it as junk. You're not eating healthy food.
Wait, but...
What is...
Because like all the healthy foods I love, when it's in a tiffin, it feels too stale.
It feels stale.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, there are... All the other kids, what do they bring then? Have you noticed what are their tiffin boxes?
Lots of junk food.
They bring only junk food?
A lot of junk food. That's healthy food.
Like, example?
For example, James, he brings lots and lots of processed food in his lunch bag.
Like, give
and,
an example.
And in the breaks, he always plays badminton.
No. Give me an example what food James brought.
He usually brings chips.
Chips.
And okay, food khana.
Wait. He usually brings chips and fried snacks.
Okay.
And he also brings chocolate bread.
Is he very good at sports?
Yeah, he's good at sports.
He's good at sports?
In the subjects, he first eats his food, then gobble up to play badminton.
He plays badminton, is it? Yeah. At school? He brings badminton?
Yeah.
Who does he play with?
Me, I think.
But that's what I'm telling you, that, you know, Okay, James is one example. What about other kids? What do your other friends bring?
Usually, a lot of people drink grapes. A lot of people drink chips. A lot of people actually use chips and like cake as side dishes.
Okay. So grapes, the whole school.
We can give him grapes. That is a good idea.
The whole school apparently is getting.
Yeah, for a breakfast, you can also just bring a fruit. For a fruit, I just recommend a fruit for my breakfast.
Which is?
And for lunch, I would recommend that the food I'm eating right now.
Okay.
But so, all of those wet snacks, they are a bit too wet. But when I eat wet snacks, when I eat those matrimony, then in a lunchbox it gets too watery.
Okay.
And like pancakes get too watery in my lunchbox. Why?
Okay, maybe because I sprinkle sugar on the top of it and then, you know, it melts maybe. That's why. And it has vapor. When I'm packing the lunch for you, it's hot.
Why can't you add...
When it is hot, then the vapor gets trapped in the box.
If it's pancakes, why can't you give like junk food on Fridays?
Correct. You should not be giving junk food to him on Fridays.
No,
then, Fridays and Sundays.
See, listen, there are too many birthday parties that you attend. So can we have, instead of giving you any junk at the school, how about
when a birthday party comes once a week, so like if a birthday party comes on Tuesday, then for the rest of the week I won't eat junk food.
Okay, great, that I agree, that's a great idea, that if there is no birthday party on a week, in any week, then maybe on the weekend I can let you have something junk. But if there is a birthday party, then we will avoid it. That is one thing.
Excuse me, I need to drink water.
Okay, so while he has gone to drink water, I want to ask you, Swapnil, what are your thoughts about what are the components that we should take care of while having food?
Okay, I also have been from last couple of months not really focusing on food, but I should be doing that, which I will start it from now right away. First of all, we will just ban the processed foods. Let's not eat biscuits. Let's not eat biscuits.
Maybe once in a while. Please.
Or maybe I can make some cookies at home and we can consume those cookies.
Or probably you can make potato chips.
Second is, we will not bring, we will start our day with fruits, or we'll start consuming more fruits.
So I'll start on a day.
But it's my turn to talk, Prathamesh.
Okay, but wait a minute. I'll just, I'll just start for breakfast with grapes.
But every day if you eat grapes, you might get cough.
Yeah, because in India we have seen that this is off season. This is not really the season for grapes. Here we get imported grapes. When you are eating something which is off season, it doesn't do well with your body. What you should eat, if you want to eat fruits, you should eat the fruits which are in season. That should be your number one priority.
Prathamesh, if we start giving you small apples, can you bite then and have a entire fruit?
My tooth always hurt because...
No, but now your front four teeth are all out, right? The three teeth are out. The fourth one is just about to come out. So I think they are strong enough. You are able to handle that. Because earlier they were wobbly, the old teeth.
Yeah, I know. But in my gaps always hurt when I eat apples.
If we give apples in aluminum foil, that won't work.
How about orange?
Orange.
Will you be able to peel it yourself?
I usually spit the fiber out.
Well, that is something that's not a good
idea. Because the fiber, I can't swallow the fiber.
But you have to chew it, not swallow. Swallowing is not going to help you as much as chewing anything is going to help you. So, one thing I wanted to say is, what are the healthy components of food? Swapnil just mentioned that fruits and vegetables are. What about you? What do you think has to be necessary to be consumed every day in your diet, according to you?
Grains, except for baila,
which is refined flour.
Yeah, we could have rice as a grain.
Yeah, but what about the components of food? I meant to ask you
Protein,
protein.
egg,
Exactly.
eggs.
Exactly. We need fiber
Fried
every day.
chicken.
First of all, we need fiber every day. Second, like you said, protein is what we need.
Vitamin.
Third is vitamins. Okay.
And
Fourth is minerals.
fifth is
Water.
water.
Yeah. So now tell me, now what are your top solutions? Each of you share top solution to consume fiber. In what
Okay.
manner can you consume fiber daily?
I would use a banana, a small bananas,
A
mini
small banana.
bananas.
So just to add to that, can we start giving you bananas, small bananas in your tiffin, which you can just peel and eat?
Yeah, but for a side dish, I could use proteins for an egg. For
Can you
proteins,
eat egg?
I can eat egg.
Okay, can I bring and you start eating eggs?
I want eggs. No, egg omelet, please. Egg omelet
Is
on
okay with
bread.
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Egg omelet on bread.
Okay.
Nah, bread is divine.
Bread is, you know, see, but at least you
But
are
if you're
eating the
eating
larger part of it as protein.
egg omelet, it is still okay.
Egg omelet.
Egg omelet is still okay
Yeah,
with the bread.
because egg smells and it's hard boiling. That's why I won't eat egg.
Okay, so masking the
First,
egg.
I literally got so strong when I eat eggs every day.
Correct.
I was so fond of eggs, I ate three eggs one
Correct. So then why did you stop eating
day. Because now they gave me a smell.
them? Okay, well, after he came back, actually there was a gap because when we went to India, naturally
There were no eggs.
there were no eggs, we did not eat eggs. And then when we came back, after a gap, when he ate, he felt that smell. That's what happened.
If we give you boiled egg and we remove the yellow part, will that be okay?
Yellow part.
The yolk.
But the white part also smells.
Okay, so we'll try to give you an omelet. Then, what about vitamins? How can you get
Vitamins.
vitamins?
I choose vitamins. Which vitamin? Can we first start with vitamin A?
Vitamin A.
Vitamin A. Start with vitamin A. Apple.
Apple? I thought carrot has vitamin A.
Okay,
Papaya has vitamin A.
what one more?
Yellow fruits and red fruits have. Yellow and pink fruits usually have vitamin E.
If you get a
Mango,
little.
mango vitamin
But mangoes are not always available. But what will you eat mango every day? Like one mango when there's no season, what will we do?
Then for it, I will choose
Carrot, there is vitamin A in carrot. Will you be willing to eat a carrot?
carrot. I want very juicy carrots.
See here, whatever carrots are available, because in carrots in winter in India are amazing and lovely color also, right? But here I have never seen that kind of those juicy carrots. Whatever is available, you'll have to consume. I'll make sure that I'll send you a small carrot.
But is a carrot a fruit?
It's a root, you know that.
A fruit.
It's a root, it's not a fruit, it's a
A veggie.
root vegetable.
Then every morning almonds and the soap.
Yeah, soaked almonds.
So
Soap,
almond
raisins
and
for
soap
fiber.
raisins.
Wait, how about almonds?
Almonds also and raisins.
Almonds, what about brain tonics? You forgot brain tonics out of the list.
But brain tonics has some sort of, you know, more than brain tonics, what is more healthy is to eat what is naturally available in nature, right?
Okay, after nuts, how about minerals?
Yeah, minerals.
Water.
You will take water.
You have to drink a lot of
How
water.
much water will you have to drink?
At least one.
For school, 800 milliliters.
That's not much, no. At least drink 1 liter at school. At least drink one and half of your, like,
You have to
your
consume
bottle is I think
enough.
750, 800, right? So you
You have to
drink
finish
one
the
and
entire
half
bottle at least.
of bottle.
You have to finish the entire bottle at least.
There are kids in your class whose moms have told the teacher not to let them play if they don't finish their meal boxes or they don't finish drinking water. And they are not allowed screen time at home also if they come back without eating their meal. We
Okay,
don't have
but
any
for
such
next
rule.
episode, can we make the episode right away so that because you have also another problem, screen time.
Okay, we have another problem which is screen time. I agree with you. Now, first is what is your solution about eating fiber?
Fiber is leafy vegetables. We have to ensure that every day we eat something which is
Fiber for
leafy.
me, I'll
Salad.
farmer for me, I choose banana.
Banana. But what about salads and vegetables? When will you eat salads?
For vegetables, I would choose leafy vegetables. I would choose some spicy spinach.
Spicy spinach. I'll tell you what, cooked vegetables have very little nutrients remaining. They do have nutrients, I don't deny that, but you'll have to eat a lot of them. I feel you should also eat a bit of salad.
But how about broccoli?
You want broccoli?
No, I hate broccoli.
you want to eat fried...
broccoli is actually taste juicy when they are watery.
What do you want? At school, I won't give you. At home, I can give you stir-fried broccoli.
But how about hard-boiled egg?
That we can give.
That's for protein.
How about some fried chicken if I get used to chicken, if I get used to meat?
Maybe not at school. Maybe you won't be.
If I get used to meat, then I can eat fried chicken, will I?
I want to also tell you something. Every day, are you ready to eat same meal or what?
Every day, no. I would like to eat different meals, explore cuisine.
Yeah, so one is egg omelette. The other is if I make boiled peanut, boiled chickpea salad.
But how about bus snacks if I get hungry? We always have mukna.
Yeah, bus snacks. There is a bus snack also. He needs bus snacks.
I would like salted peanuts.
Makana salted peanuts. Or?
But I would prefer kurmana chevda.
Okay, I will make kurmana chevda.
Kurmana chevda. These are the three bus snacks that he likes.
But I would also rather get, for Fridays, then I would, for like occasional days, I would rather get soda sticks or chips.
Let's
once in a month.
Yeah, that's once in a month. Soy sticks is
on a floss day.
No, I am asking you first.
But how about let's focus on fried side dishes.
What side dishes?
Tempura. First, you choose.
How about papad?
Papad.
Papad is a horrible thing to give.
Papad is boring.
Papad is very horrible.
And papad is boring.
Then what is your suggestion?
My suggestion is nuts. No, not nuts. My suggestion is something...
Trail mix?
No, licorice.
The problem with liquid is, you know... Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
What is the
problem? But if it's packaged, like in a box or something, then I would eat like in a small box.
Something with a gravy?
No. If there's a small box available, that gravy, then you can do that gravy. But wait a minute. I want a small box that which like has butter in it.
Okay, butter. You would like to eat have butter
for a side dish.
How about cheese?
Cheese. I love
cheese. Is again salt. You have to reduce your salt intake. You are eating too much salt. Why do you also go to that makhana box and you start eating salt, which is bad.
But how about you? I also used to not eat salt, and you used to always have watermelon and salt.
But not.
I remember that time.
But not so much that you were putting.
We are not eating watermelon these days, are we?
Yeah.
We
forgot watermelon!
Yeah.
But now I don't want red watermelons.
They are
always boring. I want yellow watermelons.
Yellow watermelon is not really great taste. I don't know.
Okay, so what about you, Swapnil, then? Now you have to also come for breakfast protein. What suggestions have you got?
I will start my day with the fruits. And I'll eat fruits, only fruits for breakfast tomorrow onwards.
Wait, how about let's make our own food pyramid where we first have breakfast, what do you want for breakfast, then small snacks, then some other small snack, then dinner.
Sure, you can make one actually. Okay. You can make, we'll have it for the month
first,
of November.
Okay,
then.
First, for month of November, for the early morning, use a different page.
Okay, I'll use different page.
No problem. I have here some pages. I'll use these pages. Yes.
Okay. For
yes.
morning.
Hmm.
For early morning.
Hmm.
Early morning.
Okay. I'm writing.
So I would eat
almond soaked almonds.
Yeah, soaked almonds I would eat, but I would also eat grapes, not those soaked raisins. I would eat grapes.
Soaked nuts are
early morning grapes might give you cough.
Because they're off season. You can eat it during 9 o'clock once in a while. Like
about
once
Peru,
every
Peru
once.
We don't get it.
No.
Okay, for soaked nuts I would have in morning. That's it.
And
soaked raisins
and apples,
because
and
they
apples.
Are good fiber.
No.
Okay, in your bus, can you eat apples?
Apples, yeah, but I won't cut apples. So they won't taste so hard.
The problem with cut
they're
apples
is
but bus mein jata hai to
while going?
They are too hard for me to eat.
You mean when you are in the bus, you would like to eat something?
Yeah, in the bus I would eat something.
Okay, bus snack.
Bus snack, I would eat.
Can I cut an apple?
Grapes.
Okay, apple and grapes, let's see.
But
snacks,
only one every day it can't be
bus
one snack.
I'll just have fruits.
Yeah, grape, basically fruit. Any fruit which is in the season.
Yeah, so yeah, like on the third level of the pyramid, I would eat for breakfast.
School.
Yeah, school.
School.
School. I would eat.
Recess.
Recess.
Yeah.
I would eat. I don't have to eat anything because I can just stay. That's because I've already eaten something.
No.
What about proteins?
Oh yeah, proteins. Egg, egg omelette.
Egg omelette.
But you cannot eat it every day, no?
But not every day. There is
yeah.
I'll make a chickpea salad.
Or you could just say fruit salad.
I can give you vegetable salad.
Fruit salad.
Because you just ate a fruit, no?
Right.
Cutting fruits again, you know, it's not very healthy. That's the reason. I would prefer as soon as the fruit is cut, you eat it.
But wait, I would also like to have, if possible, I would also like to have some nuts, a few nuts.
Nuts. Okay. Then at the lunch hour?
Lunch hour. For lunch hour, I would rather, I would drink water and water.
Water and
a
water.
Lot of water,
but
for,
everybody
for plus water, but plus, here water, but in lunch hour I have to drink lots of water. Plus,
first you'll eat and then please have water.
Yeah.
So what will you eat? How about can I say something? Paneer pulao.
I would rather eat dosa with water.
But dosa also becomes.
Soggy.
It's okay. If possible.
How about idli? Actually, it's not a bad meal.
Idli sambar.
Would you like to eat idli sambar?
Yeah.
Idli sir, kai snake apne. Sorry.
I told you the reason we are not making idli these days. I'll discuss that with you.
Wait, idli, the way of cooking. Yeah, the way of cooking idli was from Indonesia, basically. Uttapam.
Uttapam. Appe. The
no,
balls made out
no,
of.
I don't like the appe. I like the uttapam.
Okay, then what else? Only these things?
Yeah.
What about paratha? Any paratha?
Any paratha, mixed veg paratha. We'll add a lot of veg. For example, palak paratha.
No, I would like to add the toppings on the paratha.
It can get soggy, that's the problem.
But something else? If it's a Friday, then I would rather have for a fried dish, garlic bread.
Okay, every Friday, you can have garlic bread, but otherwise?
Garlic bread plus mushroom soup.
Is it okay to send school at soup at school? Because as far as I know,
mushroom soup is just like mushroom sambar.
How will you send it every Friday?
Every Friday, huh?
Because the problem is teacher is concerned that the food will get spilled. How about sandwiches?
How about in a tight container?
No, no. The school, the food.
We have a macaroni on Friday.
Not, we are not just discussing Friday.
Okay, after the lunch.
Maybe you can have pasta. Pasta salad.
After school.
Okay. Then?
After school, aunty bath.
Okay. Here with aunty, you get protein. But you're not eating roti anywhere. Nowhere you've eaten wheat.
Garlic bread.
Garlic bread is no.
Uttapam.
Uttapam doesn't have wheat.
What does it have? Lentils.
Rice and lentils.
Millets.
No. Millets also you've not eaten anywhere.
Dosa.
Dosa doesn't have millets.
Lentils.
It has a little bit of lentils. You're not eating millets at all. In the whole scheme of things.
So no, I don't like curry that much.
I know, but these are food components. You'll have to eat little bit.
Fine.
At least once or twice a week you'll have to eat.
If it's antibad or...
See, for example, Thali Peet has millets. We just had it, right? So maybe you don't have to eat it every day, but maybe once a week is fine.
For like after school, I would rather eat antibad, Thali Peet or puri and mutton. No. Yeah.
Even the mutter that we're going there, it is processed mutter, it is not a fresh mutter.
Sabzi, any kind of sabzi is fine, right?
Yeah. For 5 o'clock snacks. Study snacks.
What about when you're
study
in
snacks.
The okay, study snacks.
Study snack can be a fruit.
No, study snacks can be nuts.
Can be?
Nuts.
Nuts is fine. But there should be mixed nuts, huh? Not only one almond or only cashew or only pista is not allowed.
Yeah.
It should be a mixed nuts including
raisins.
Walnut and raisins.
No, dry raisins.
What about dinner, supper?
No. And for podium snacks. Snacks before podium.
Makhna.
Makhna. I would rather have legumes, beans, or just a small thing of chura,
Okay.
Mixers.
Okay, then for dinner.
Dinner.
What time would you like to eat?
I would rather eat hot stuff because I like hot stuff in dinner. But I would rather eat, one day I would rather like to eat mushroom soup.
How about omelette puri?
I don't want to eat something not that does not get hot easily. I want something like hot for dinner so I get relaxed. Like macaroni also gets hot, like also khichdi also gets hot. That's for dinner. Because dinner, I like hot stuff for dinner.
I agree.
Hot stuff make me very comfortable.
Okay, what about poha, upma and all?
Because hot stuff can take you sleep.
Okay, can I
hot stuff, eating hot stuff for dinner can take me to a better sleep.
Correct. Can you start eating upma, please? Upma.
Does it have lentils?
It's made out of rava. Which is made out of wheat actually. That's why he's saying.
Wait, that's just for my
okay.
For my food pyramid. How about your food pyramid?
So my food pyramid is I am supposed
now
to
I'm
have
gonna,
lot
now
of,
I'm gonna write. Now I'm gonna write.
Okay. So I am going to do lot of intermittent fasting.
Wait.
I do lot of intermittent fasting.
Okay.
I am
okay.
supposed to have okay. my...
In the morning, what happens in early morning?
I don't eat anything. I eat basically...
You drink a cup of coffee in the morning?
Yeah, I do drink black coffee in the morning.
Morning, coffee.
Right.
Early morning.
Yeah, that's only... I just drink black coffee, which also I just had...
Only black coffee in the morning?
Yes, nothing
okay.
else.
Black coffee. Black coffee. Why do you like fasting so much?
Because it's to improve my health. I have some health issues which I am handling, and you know the reason why fasting is promoted is when your body is not eating, then, you know, when your body has finished digesting, then it starts repairing itself. So when you want your body to repair itself, actually, you should eat less number of times and you should focus more on the recovery. That's the reason people after certain age, they prefer to eat less and less.
But okay. Not as a kid.
Not as a kid.
Kids eat lots.
Yeah, but kids are growing, right?
You have to eat lots.
Okay, how about for afternoon?
Then at 11 o'clock is when I will break my fast. Mid-morning.
Yeah, mid-morning. No. Late morning.
Yeah, late morning. That's late morning.
Okay, I'm going to eat letter code like MR for morning and LM for late morning.
Yeah, late morning.
LMR.
Yeah, late mornings is when I will have my brunch, which
okay,
is when...
I mean BR for brunch.
Yeah, brunch is when I will have a fruit first. At 11
fruit.
O'clock, I'll open my fast by eating a fruit first.
Fruit, then some rice.
Then I'll have salad first.
Okay, salad.
You know, then I'll have a bit of grain, which is either a
rice
or a roti.
Or a roti.
Then I'll have, for proteins, I'll have a bowl of dal.
Dal.
You know, or a chana or rajma, things like that, which are rich in protein,
rajma.
Some sort of. Thing. Then I'll also have cooked vegetable.
Veggies.
And
okay, so wait. So you start off the day first with black coffee. Then for a brunch you usually eat fruit. Then you would rather eat something like with lots of vitamins. Then you slowly go on with grains. Then you would also rather eat something like that with veggies.
Yeah, protein.
First, you like eat lots of. First of all, like you would start the day off with black coffee. Then you would rather eat lots of vitamin stuff. Then you would rather also eat lots of grain stuff and
protein.
Grain stuff with protein.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
How about dinner?
Then.
How about snack?
Sometimes.
Like supper. How about supper?
You see, sometimes when you come, I eat with you, but I'm not supposed to eat. So I will. I'm supposed to have only two meals in a day.
So for supper. I mean, evening, you would...
I just have a black coffee again around tea time.
So, like, black coffee or tea. Coffee.
Which is black. But I would prefer black coffee. Yeah.
It's like your taste literally cut in half.
Yeah.
You eat once with one black coffee and one heavy meal. One black coffee and one heavy meal.
Yeah.
One really heavy meal.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you literally, if you literally need lots of food and you have this problem, then you would, for the heavy meal, you would eat fruit, salad, rice, protein, dal, rajma, and veggies together.
Yeah.
So I would want to add one more point here.
Wait, for dinner.
Yeah, basically I will have my supper or dinner before 7 o'clock. So 6:30 to 7 or maybe 7. 6:30 to 7:30 is when I will have.
Okay. What
meal.
Would you have?
And
hot
anything.
Stuff?
Yeah, anything hot is fine in little quantity. I don't have any restrictions there. I'll just make sure that there is always something.
You know what is better? Hot stuff you should eat really for dinner because hot stuff will make you like relax and have a good sleep.
Yeah. So I'll prefer to have protein in it and I'll make sure that there is enough fiber in it. That's
so like
it.
You would rather eat khichdi?
Probably yes, because it can be eaten hot. It has lentils, so lentils have a bit of protein and it can be eaten hot.
Khichdi.
Well. And I will eat it with salad or koshimbir or raita.
Khichdi and rice? No.
Basically khichdi is rice and lentil, right? So lentil has protein in it has rice in it. It has, then
lentils.
I will eat it with like a salad, which means that my fiber is taken care
okay,
of.
Okay, done. Then, what happens if you go for a midnight snack? You're like really hungry and want to go for a midnight snack.
Midnight snack?
Yeah.
I will not go. Because after over a period of time, I have been fasting. Now I can fast up to 18 hours, 24 hours.
If I had a
midnight
snack, then I would have peanuts.
Okay.
Now it's you.
Okay.
Wait, let me get another paper. Papad. Okay, start. What would you have for breakfast? What would you have early morning?
I will start with soaked almonds. I'll start with soak almonds.
Early morning, soak almonds. Almonds.
Plus raisins.
Like me.
Hmm.
So what would you have for breakfast?
I will eat one apple.
Apple.
And one any other fruit.
Apple.
Apple plus
fruit. You're like following my schedule.
Yeah, some other fruit.
You're following my schedule. For my schedule, I literally had soaked nuts. Yeah, early morning for soaked nuts and soaked raisins. And busnack, apple, fruit, and grape. Wow, this episode is getting really long.
Yeah.
But let's just finish
it fast.
Yes.
Yeah. And then for my lunch, I will eat puri bhaji and amti.
Lunch. Okay, amti.
Make sure that you are eating all things together, like, you know, you are eating salad, you are eating proteins, fibers.
Roti and sabzi.
And some salad, like cucumber salad.
Plus salad.
Like cut salad.
Plus tomato salad.
Salad with carrot and...
tomato.
Yeah.
Okay, now for snack.
No, then after that... I will
dinner?
Just have one small snack.
Dinner?
No. Oh, one small snack. Snack. Small snack. By 2 p.m.
Okay, by 2 p.m. what would you eat?
2 p.m. I will eat something like...
you will eat
maybe
nuts?
Some peanuts. Maybe.
Peanuts.
I have a small suggestion for you, Swapnil, that can you change your 2 p.m. snacking? Because I feel one meal of the day as a family, we should have
yeah,
together.
You should wait for 3 hours
a
day.
I cannot eat in the evening.
You can eat small snacks.
Then can you wait
for,
till Prathamesh
wait,
comes for to have your snack?
Wait.
Meal.
Like, I think it's...
When he's having his lunch?
If you don't have snacks, then...
No, but I won't.
If you don't eat snacks that often, then you should have a 3 hour gap.
No, I also feel that one meal of the day as a family we should have together. And since Baba is working from home, I suggested him.
If you can have lots of snacks between your
what if he waits?
Gap, but not you should maintain the snacks, not a lot of snacks. Like I.
But when Prathamesh comes home, if he immediately comes for lunch, that is okay. Otherwise,
okay,
my lunch will be very.
So Prathamesh, then you know, after school when you eat, can you eat immediately as soon as you come from home so that all three of us can have one meal together? Then I will not have my late morning 11 o'clock thing. I will move it to 3 o'clock.
So what else for dinner?
No, I do not eat dinner.
Okay, then if you had a midnight snack, what do you want?
Nothing.
Water?
Only water. For the whole night.
MDR.
Then my fasting starts at 3. For 18 hours. Can you count when my fasting will stop?
Okay, now...
Can you tell me if I start at 3 p.m., if I'm doing an 18 hours fast, when does it end?
Can we after some time, can we change the episode to fasting? Because now we have 40 minutes for our episode.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's already done. So what... Let us try to stick to this kind of eating schedule for the month of November.
Yeah,
at the end of November, we will do a review whether we have really stuck to it.
I know why we took so much time for this podcast, because we have lots of problems after.
Yeah, well, we have to discuss. You know, it's an important thing as a family. We have to discuss. We discussed it. Let us try and stick to this schedule
Let's
check whether we are able to. Are you committed to following this schedule in the month of November, especially since... Lot of junk is going to be distributed here and there over a period of Diwali.
I'm not gonna eat Diwali sweets, or I'll try not
okay,
to.
Okay. Can we just end?
In fact, can we?
Can we just end this episode now?
Sure.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.